Hey people, this is Aram. Ever wanted to play a game with me? Well, now you can. Starting October 1st, I'll be running games for our Patreon supporters. We'll have two tiers available, a pair of one-shot adventures every month that rotate games and settings, and a continuous Dungeons & Dragons campaign that plays twice a month. We're also giving our amazing Jade supporters a free trial of our one-shot games, so look for the invitation in your email. Our one-shots will rotate through worlds and systems and is a great way to try out something new or to have a unique experience with a game you already know. Our continuous campaign will be set in the Godsfall world, where players create members of the Line, powerful mortals who have sworn to keep the balance between humanity and the gods. Everyone who signs up for our online games will also get access to all of our Patreon bonus content, including behind-the-scenes videos, interviews with the cast, monthly mini-adventures and settings, print-ready art, and early access to podcasts and video streams. So check us out at patreon.com/Vardian.
My name is Michael. My pronouns are he, him. I play Zion Preeton, a level 7 human sorcerer.
My name is Joe. My pronouns are he, him. I play Lord Haldir Loran, a 7th level high elf warlock.
My name is Doug. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Doronot, the level 7 halfling rogue.
My name's Kelly, and I play Rena Falvel, a 6th level wild elf ranger.
When we last left our heroes, Haldir Loran had joined the main party aboard Steelbeard. While Rena remained cautious, Para and Zion quickly warmed to the Lord of Ryland, following Caitlin's lead. Meanwhile, Doro and Queen Cyrena teleported to the shore of the Mooncoast in search of the Gauntlets of Valhina. They met up with Ella and her father, who were headed to Hogsfeet for their annual Hogs Festival, and decided to tag along.
Zion makes his way toward the end.
Excellent.
I hold Caitlin's
hand. Right behind
her. I hold Caitlin's hand and walk her.
Caitlin's like...
Especially during this crowd, I've probably been holding onto her hand because I don't... She's young. I don't trust her.
Caitlin's in such a good mood. She's done so well. She's helped a lot and she's whistling and skipping. She is just pleased as hell with herself.
I follow.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you guys enter into a pretty raucous, like, central bar area, and then it kind of rises up on all the sides with railings around to the separate rooms, right? But the main focus of this place is a bar, and there's people drinking and eating and swearing. And Haldir, as you walk in, like, two guys are, like, just fist pounding each other, kind of, like, fighting past you and then rolling out the front door.
Just watch them with their eyes, and they go out the door. Just turn back around. Like, listen, I've been camping. I've been hunting. I've been dirty before. But these people are dirty.
Yes, the dirt's on the inside. Can't be washed off.
Oh, Para's like, yeah, they're filthy. People were the way he was born. Yeah. Yeah, just dirty people. Anyways, let's go. So, like, where's Doro?
Zion rises into the air, his eyes crackling with energy.
Really, do you?
Bow before me, mortals. No. All right.
6 hours later, half the city's burned down.
Yes. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I just...
Can Rena try...
They wouldn't obey.
I had a moment.
Can Rena what?
Can Rena, like, try replicate, like, a whistle that she's heard Doro do before?
Yeah, sure, totally.
Okay, she does that.
All right.
Like, kind of loud.
Roll survival, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try for it. 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you totally hear this, like, the whistle of an East Wasilian swallow. And you know that this is the exact, you know, this is the message that says, hello, we're here and we're nearby.
That was a very specific whistle.
I know, right? I was like trying to replicate like a thieves can't whistle that he's done that I've heard.
Yeah, that's what it means. Hi, I'm here. And you can physically see me with your eyes.
That was incredible. incredible. I'll be right back.
I say to Ella as I go downstairs. Upstairs? Downstairs?
Downstairs. So you guys are on like the second floor. Queen Cyrena and Josh are on like the fourth. Yeah. Okay. They have their own balcony. It's nice, right?
I know who I'm staying with. Not just
So as you're walking down the stairs, you see Para and Zion and Rena and Caitlin and this dude, this high elf with this fancy, you know, fur shawl.
Oh, what happened to
shawl?
The owlbears, by the way? Did we ever deal with that?
Yeah, the owlbears are, no, we, you know, the owlbears weren't there.
Maybe, yeah, Torvik took them with
him. Torvik took the owlbears.
Yeah, we'll add that to the note.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you do the voiceover.
Right, exactly, yeah. Yeah. Hello, all.
They were
thank you for the gift.
Anyway,
yeah.
So. I'm taking them to my children.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I believe that.
I probably was like really mopey for like a whole week.
Yeah, like where are my owlbears?
I probably still have like some detachment issues. Yeah. like
I'm teaching them to fly.
No, it's like, you know, actually, it's Torvik. He wouldn't explain. He just took the owlbears, right? And you don't know why, but he did. Yeah.
So I come downstairs and I begin to approach the group.
Para, Zion, Rena, Caitlin, and Torvik?
Haldir.
What? Who's this?
Well, no, that is not Torvik. He has not changed forms.
Can Torvik do that? Can Torvik, like, become people? Like, other people?
No, it's Wednesday. Get your days together. I'm sorry, it's Oath Day. Get your days together. this is a new friend of ours. Torvik, I'm afraid, has gone to see his children, which...
Well, it's a good thing. I mean,
I guess we expect.
Like, yeah, like it's good that he saw his kids, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on vacation.
Yeah.
Paternity right. leave.
Yeah, wait. That, whatever that is, yeah.
Sorry.
I say, wait a minute!
And I teleport between Haldir and the rest of the group and draw my daggers and hold them at him like in a combat stance and I say, he's an elf too!
Yeah, well, yeah, but he's like, he's a nice elf. We talked and like, we like sword fight. Like we did some fighting.
Oh,
and...
wait, like Rena?
No, well, kind of. Like, Rita's better.
Don't label
me
as him.
Yeah, but, like, no, like, we were kind of sparring, and, like, he, like I have a glowy sword, and he's got a glowy sword, and we you know, swung at each other with our swords.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just am convinced by Para. I put my daggers away, and I hold my hand out and say, I'm Doro Not from Port Bliss.
I shake your hand. Lord Haldir Luron.
I would like you to roll a perception.
There's something happening here that I'm not quite aware of.
You'll understand in a second.
Do I still have my ring that hides me, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, for now, let's see how you roll.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
Oh. That's a two.
Oh, no. Okay. You know what? I will say, if you took the magical ring, he would know. But you do slide a bracelet off his wrist, and it is, like, platinum edged with emeralds. Like, it's probably worth about 200 gold.
Nice. Oh, wealthy, huh?
You just say that?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Of course I do. I couldn't help but notice your courtier. Or how do you say it?
I am the heir to the throne of Rylan. Throne? Is there a throne?
Yeah. Yeah, there's totally a throne.
I am the heir to the throne of Rylan.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, who wants to play some games with me?
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, games.
So what's happening here, Doro? Have they found the artifact?
Oh,
Well, you don't know. You haven't talked to them.
In those 2 days of planning?
I mean, like, you've seen them, like, in and out, but you guys have been so focused on what you were doing, okay. Right? You know?
I have no idea!
Then why are you here?
It's Hogs Festival! Why else wouldn't I be here?
And Poo Poo Zion is, like, not even having it.
Oh, and, like the whole time Para's, like, you can tell he's, like, really excited, like, but it's Hogs Fest. I've been to Hogs Fest before. It's Hogs Fest, Zion.
Yeah!
Fine. Where's Cyrena?
Oh, she's on the fourth floor, as I point to the stairs.
All right. Well, y'all have fun at Hogs Fest. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay. All right. So real quick, you walk upstairs, and you dunk, 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 and nothing. And then...
Can I catch him before he goes upstairs?
Yeah, totally.
Zion?
Yeah. Yes?
What's going on?
I'm going to go speak to Cyrena, as we had discussed, and see the current state of our mission.
Para leans in. She's the queen.
I accept that. Okay. So I nod curtly.
Right, excellent.
And I respond in kind with a curt nod.
You too.
As Zion is going upstairs and you're kind of watching him go upstairs, like a barmaid walks up to you and was like, drink, sugar. And it's like some awful concoction of like honey
And it's bacon wine.
Yeah, yeah, and like
bacon
yeah,
wine.
Yeah. You know what? Whoa. You know what? It's like vodka with bacon in it, and enough bacon to where it colors the vodka.
Oh my god!
Can any? So I look around to see if anybody in the group can see me.
No, they're all kind of doing their own little thing right now.
I look at her, and I spit in the wine.
He's just spitting. Just glares at you and turns and goes to walk away, right? And then you see her kind of glance over her shoulder, shrug, and she drinks the thing anyway.
Yeah! Oh, service staff.
All right, so you walk up to the fourth floor. You walk over to her door. You know, dunk, 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 and you very official Zion knock, right? And nothing. And then you kind of put a hand to the door, and the door swings open.
All right, I peer in. I say, Cyrena?
And you're kind of looking around, and it's like...
Josra?
No one's in there. The bed's been made. There's nothing in the room. Like, all their gear's gone, but there's a note on the table.
All right, I rush to the note. Look at it.
Crew. Just crew. No individual names. Crew. Josra and I have gone on ahead to scout for the gauntlets. We shall meet you here this evening, or look for us in the middle of town. Sincerely yours, Queen Cyrena.
Only she wouldn't say Queen Cyrena because we're doing a
exactly. Exactly. Sincerely yours, QS.
All right. Well, I accept that for now. I am in fact in the middle of town. So
yeah.
Yes,
they can't be far. It's a big city, but like they are kind of referring to like there's a thoroughfare.
There's a
central bazaar area, like a big, huge open area.
Is there like
area.
A marketplace? And
yeah,
stuff?
Big, huge open area where there's a market, a place, and there are these, and there's a couple kind of like boxing rings set up, and there's the racetrack that would go all the way around it. So a lot of the events are happening right there.
Your people are probably here. The Thieves Guild kind of like...
I thought halflings. I'm like, yeah, sure, there's halflings. Yeah.
Like a Thieves Guild is like probably definitely in that kind of city.
Yeah, there's definitely thieves in this city. There's thieves in Hogsfeet.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Breakfast is being served. There's other things besides alcohol. There's sausage and bacon sausage and ham and sausage wrapped in ham.
Sausage wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon wrapped in sausage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bacon wrapped in sausage and ham.
Mm-hmm. Well, I make my way over to all of my compatriots and say one at a time to them, it appears Cyrena will join us this evening, so... Everybody's on their own for now. Meet back here in the evening if you must go anywhere.
Dora teleports away!
A woman walks around with just a plate of just fried lard. It's just one cube of fried lard.
Don't worry, it came from a pig.
Right.
But then the rest of the day, I'm just going to be, I guess, spinning it with Para, doing whatever he wants to do, including going back to his family if he wants to, whatever he wants to do.
You know what? You and I are going to play that together on our own. So
yeah, let's do that tomorrow when my voice is better.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. So that'll be perfect. In the meantime, is there anything you guys want to do at this festival?
I challenge Para to a contest of archery at some place, like on the side where it's like you have to shoot to get a prize.
Okay, sure. Except, do you want to challenge Para?
Yeah, I don't want to touch. No, I don't want to hang out with him.
Well, I'm just saying, like as you're saying that, you'd be nearby, and you hear her challenge Para to a round of archery.
This is a waste of time.
Okay, fair enough.
This entire thing, sitting here, is a waste of time. Like, I'm sorry, I was just told that the world is going to end in a year, and we're shitting around in this shithole.
I know, isn't it?
Doing
great?
What?
Yay!
So I'm at this point, I'm getting a little frustrated. It seems like a strange situation.
Para winces a bit at shithole. He's like, well, yeah, but there's...
I don't necessarily say this out loud.
There's some fun things to do here.
So I don't necessarily want to say these things out loud, but these are the things that I'm thinking.
Sure,
right?
Yeah, you look pissed.
Like, this place sucks. So I look, I guess, has no one interacted with me, tried to interact with me?
Para does, actually. Okay. Para walks up to you, and he's like, you know, I mean, if you don't like the... I mean, yeah, that's not made, then that bacon's not so great, but there's some really fun things here, Haldir, if you want to.
Para, I'm sorry. I was told that the world is going to end in a year.
Well, it's kind of been ending. I mean, look, everything's going to be bad all the time. Sometimes we just have to take a couple days for us.
These are self-care days. Come on, Haldir.
I think it's at this point that I really realize that these are children.
Yeah, totally.
Right? And I'm like, you have no idea. Like, no, you don't take a couple days for you when you have a year to prevent the end of the world. You can take a couple days for you after that happens. So I don't say that. That's just the thought process.
Yeah, sorry. Totally.
So I say, I'm going to try and find a way to make myself useful.
Well, you could also just have fun.
I will see you tonight.
Okay, we'll have fun. There's fireworks. You're going to like them. I know you are. And then he goes kind of almost half a skipping off over to Zion. All right, listen. And he kind of like, let's go. And he takes your hand and you guys start walking towards that.
Right.
What are you guys doing in the meantime? Do you guys want to do an event? Well, actually, you know what? Let's wait on that. Do you guys want to do an event? Do you guys want to do any of the events?
Yeah, my archery with Para.
All right, excellent. Well,
except Para's going
to Yeah, Para's going to go with him to the family.
We do it beforehand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still... He'd have to do it first.
He's not going to go shoot.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. He would have to go right to his parents' house. Yeah. Yeah, he's afraid of that. But he's going to go. You were to do... Let's say that the pig races are next, the ones that you ride on them.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to do that?
Of course.
Okay.
Participate in every game.
Are you explaining to the others what you're doing?
Well, if they are like, what should I do? And they happen to see Doro on top of some random stranger's table.
Totally.
And I'm like re-scribbling on this piece of paper, like X-ing out Torvik stuff and Para stuff. Right. Now it's
totally ruined. Right. What am I supposed to do now?
Right.
Hey, God of War, does it work on pigs? Can you lead pigs?
Well, can they understand? So it's a +3 intelligence that can understand the language.
No. If Torvik could allow them all to understand you, and then could lead the pigs.
Literally an army.
You could literally lead the
pig army. Luck, I don't know, and... That's it, because the other two left. And Caitlin.
And Dreams.
Pig race, knocking them out.
Pigs aren't going very fast.
I can make them dream of their victory.
Wouldn't that make them run faster?
Well, they'd probably throw you off, too. And they might have nightmares. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm that helpful.
I stop and look around. Oh, I stop and look around at the group that's left, which is Caitlin, Rena, and then Haldir.
The new guy.
Yeah, Haldir. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with these now? So I yell for Caitlin across the fucking pub.
All right.
Caitlin!
Yeah, hey.
Come here!
Okay. And she's pushing her way through. Excuse me. Hey, Doro.
All right, we have a race to win.
Yeah.
Can you put things to sleep at a distance?
And she kind of like looks across the bar and there's like a really drunk guy and she just kind of like, right? Like points and then he goes, yeah.
I don't see what you did.
Oh.
Because that guy was drunk.
Okay, well, like.
It was like.
Well, she points to like another kind of drunk guy and points like.
Oh, you're knocking out drunk people.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like pigs.
Can you do it to someone who's. Not inebriated.
And she turns and she looks right at Haldir for a second, and then like Haldir's just got this bitch death face on just in general. And then she finds like another kid and she's like the kid dunk dunk.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Your job.
And a chicken and a chicken and a chicken.
Okay. Stop. Your job, when the race starts, is to put the other's pigs to sleep.
Oh, so we're going to cheat.
Of course we're going to cheat.
Oh, okay, great. All right. Guys, we're going to cheat. Come on, we're going to go cheat.
Well, win the race. You guys can come watch if you want.
Yeah, we're going to cheat the race. Do you want to, like, win?
You're going to cheat pig races.
Well,
of course.
Yeah.
Priorities for godlings.
Yeah.
You're going to use your god powers...
Yeah.
To win a pig race.
Well, when you say it like that, yeah, absolutely.
I would like to teleport to the middlemost table of the tavern.
Okay.
In like spectacle type of thing.
Yep.
And appear and say, I am Doronot and I will win the pig race! I heard that.
I really need to beat the shit out of somebody. Is there some kind of like fist fight thing that's going
on? Yes, there's a fist fight thing in the center of town. So like where the pig race is, there are several rings set up as well. So yeah, you can go have a fist fight if you want to.
Okay, so that's where I'm going to head.
Excellent. The archery is also there.
You storm off though. You're pissed, right? Like physically, like this is fucking...
Yeah, I storm off. Yeah.
Perfect.
So I want to be visibly annoyed by the waste that this is. and leave.
I yell at Rena, follow him! He looks dangerous! Put him in a fight or something! And then bet on it!
Oh, hell yeah.
Hello, God's Fall listeners. This is Archon Mordok, demigod of balance and the dean at the Temple of Udea. I am here to formally invite you to listen and watch Rise of the Demigods, a story set 105 years in the past, just before the Great God's War.
That's right, Dean Mordok. Hey people, this is Slugs, the demigod of spiders, and I am also here to talk to you about Rise of the Demigods. Our story features me, along with all of my friends who are new students at the Temple of Udea.
The Rise of the Demigods story informs God's Fall, but does not reveal secrets. So you can listen to both shows without worrying that one will spoil the other.
You can also watch Rise of the Demigods every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central on twitch.com/godsfall. The cast and DM Vardian are live in chat and ready to answer any and all questions you have about the show. We have video and podcast archives of every single episode ready for you to watch and listen so you can get caught up whenever you want.
Links to the video and podcast versions of Rise are available on our website, demigodsfall.com, including YouTube, Twitch, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and a direct RSS feed.
So come by and check out me, Slugs, and find out what events led to the Great God's War. Wait, the what now?
Don't worry about it, Slugs. You'll find out soon enough.
So you are getting there with your pig, getting lined up, ready to run this race.
Yes.
You are standing in front of a line of targets, and there's like three other people, and another one is a wood elf, and like there's just something about that wood elf that seems familiar, right?
In a good way or a bad way?
Just familiar.
Okay. In a Sebu kind of way?
Yeah, no, like in a Sebu kind of way.
Not in a Sebu kind of way. Just familiar, right? And okay. You guys are about like 50 feet apart.
Are they wearing
spaced out?
A cloak or a mask?
They're definitely wearing a cloak, but it's just a long gray one.
Okay. He doesn't have that mask anymore.
Yep.
I do.
Yep. Yeah,
do.
And then Lord Haldir, you are standing outside of a boxing ring, and there's basically a promoter in the middle just shouting, yeah, you know, anyone who wants to come up and give a shot can.
Where are the, are there like contestants, like a clear winner?
There is a winner. She is standing in the corner, kind of like with a towel over her face and her arms out waiting.
Here's the thing. I don't want to fight for the amusement of these people. I just want to beat the shit out of somebody.
Well,
right?
This, I mean, you can just pick someone if you want to, but if you want to get in a ring, here it is.
Or just go down an alleyway, find somebody, and beat the shit out of them.
You can do that too.
So I go up to the fighter who's at the corner.
Yeah.
What kind of money do I have on me?
Let's say that you have as much money as you want, because you could have like basically gems in your pocket. So let's say that you have, 2,000 gold on you.
What's the winnings for the match?
So people will bet, and then whoever wins gets 20%.
So
if 1,000 gold is bet, you get 200 gold.
Are they getting 200 gold for this?
If they win.
Oh my God, that's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, yeah.
Festivals are a good time for fighters.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to the champ there, and I say, hey, I'll give you 250 gold if you can beat me.
And she just kind of looks down, and she flexes her fists. And as she does, there's these gauntlets on either arm that flare with magical energy. And she nods, and she's like, I'll beat you just to beat you.
Oh, okay, but not in the ring.
All right. When?
Now.
And she looks at her trainer. And, you know, she kind of shrugs, and her trainer shrugs back, and then he walks into the center of the ring, and he's like, we're taking a half an hour break here, folks. Come back in half an hour, and the show will continue. And she kind of, like, you know, pulls the ring, you know, ropes open, steps out, pops down. She's about 5'6". She's, like a dark bronze with kind of stringy black hair. And she just kind of looks at you. She's got this like hazel eyes.
I want to go find an alleyway where is mostly secluded.
Yeah.
And we found a nice alleyway.
Yeah. And she's like, all right. And she just kind of like walks and does a little finger thing and starts leading you down through back alleys. All right. At that moment, boom, the gun, I suppose. Not gun, but like a clapboard. What the heck would you do before,
fireworks
before gun? A firework.
Or something?
A firework goes off. The pigs start taking off. I need an athletics check.
How about acrobatics?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Much better.
10.
10. Okay, hang on. Okay, so you're hanging on, and you're in the middle of the pack. Two people have gone out in front of you, and you're kind of like racing around the side, and you see Caitlin like right on the side waiting for you guys to come up, and she goes, point. And the lead one falls, and all the pigs kind of race around it. She points again, and the second one stumbles, but then keeps running. But now you've caught up, so it's even.
12.
I rolled 2 20s. 3 20s. Okay, so
they
bound through you, and they like know this corner well, so they all take it well, and you kind of take it a little bit wide. So now there are three pigs are a whole length ahead of you. And you can see Caitlin kind of nervous. And she points. And the lead one, boom. So now there's only two pigs ahead of you. Roll another acrobatics.
9.
I rolled a natural 1. So one of the pigs like stumbles in front of the other pig. That pig hits it and stumbles. So now you guys are neck and neck, and there's one rung away from winning. So Caitlin's going to try and puts another pig to asleep. So there's no one left. So you just rail across the finish line, and everyone's like, yay, yeah. A couple of people are like, hey, what's going on? That didn't seem fair and kind of anticlimactic. And but you know, they're showered with gifts, and you get a whole like, you know, big like wooden pig, and inside the wooden pig there's like 25 silver, right? What they do a pig race like every half hour, man. They can't. How much money do you want to give away?
More money than that.
You line up to shoot. I would like you to roll me to hit 3 times.
23, 13, and 29.
Dead center, slightly off center, dead center right next to it, right? The elf to your left nods, steps forward, and raises his bow. A very familiar bow. He fires 3 arrows far faster than anyone could possibly fire, each one striking dead center. He then takes a step back, lowers his hood, and smiles. That was a pretty good job, but I trained you to hit all of them, Senta.
I knew
and
it.
Automil's just standing right there with a big smile on his face.
There's like a joyous moment. There's like a run over, like hug, like
totally. He puts his bow
the
down. You run over.
The softest you've ever seen Rena is happening.
Yeah, and elves aren't even that touchy, but you guys are like, you guys haven't seen each other in a long, long time.
I sent him like a letter, like a really long time ago.
Right, exactly. Hey, sorry, still kind of out. Hope things are well in the forest. Yeah. All right, and then we're gonna cut to you for the last scene. And you have gone back into this alley, and you've kind of walked around, and she turns to you, and she's like, you know, got the fists up. She's like, so what were you thinking?
So she has, like, gauntlets on her hands, right?
Yeah, she's got these, like, magical gauntlets on her hands.
So is there, like, a barrel or something where I can put my stuff?
Yeah, sure, totally.
So I take off the cape, and I take off the shoulder
thing. Kind of hard to fight with that, sure.
Right, and I put it on there. So what about this magical armor? What's the deal with that? Is that like something I'm literally wearing or something I can summon?
You just close your fist, and you can summon a weapon or not, and or summon the armor and it or not. You can do either one.
Okay, so the armor is like always with me. I don't necessarily.
Yeah, but you don't, like, if you were didn't have it active, there's not a breastplate there.
Right.
So it just looks like you're in clothing.
Right. So I look at her, I close my fist, I summon the same course of gauntlets, and then I open one hand and gesture her towards me.
Nice. All right. She cracks her knuckles, she slams her fists a few times, and let's go. So roll initiative.
12.
Okay. She got a 16. So she comes swinging in first. Does a 16 hit you?
How do I know what hits me? I'm sorry. The armor class?
Yeah.
So a 15.
Okay, so she cracks you across the face. And you take 7 points of damage. She hits hard, harder than you expected for someone her size.
I'm going to use Know Thy Enemy. At least I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And I'm going to do I could do pattern or vulnerability. Vulnerability adds +5 to the target's AC.
Adds?
Yeah, but it's I find a vulnerable spot in the target's body. It requires a shot to hit and inflicts double damage if succeeds.
Oh, so if you hit I call the target. Yeah.
Or I could do pattern, which gives disadvantage to them rolling against me.
Ooh.
I think I'm gonna do that one. What? Which one?
Pattern.
Yeah, definitely. That was really good.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try and use awesome. Pattern. That's 5, and my insight is +2, 7.
She's a little too quick for you, and when she hits you, she rocked you just a little too hard, so you lost focus.
So I wasn't able to do that. Okay, that's okay. So I then I hit her.
All right.
I want to. So she hit me where?
She just cracked you across the chin. Right across the face.
Okay, so I got to hit her right back in the face. Oh my God!
Oh
what
my
is
gosh.
With these? I gotta. Where's my dice? That's not my dice.
That's my dice. That's why.
Yeah.
But it's a 2.
So
2 plus what?
2 plus your
strength's a 3.
Yeah, I mean, she hit you hard and just kind of spun you around exactly. She like take another swing at you. 14 hits you? No. So she goes to punch, and your armor flares, and she cracks off it. And you can like hear like a dong, you know, even though neither one of them are metal. And she just kind of backs up, and she's looking for another swing. Actually, I'm sorry, she gets 2 attacks per round. Does a 16 hit you?
Yeah.
All right, so
you need to stop that,
she
please.
Bongs off that, and then she goes for the face again. That's going to be 3. So she just glances you. You kind of roll with it.
But to be clear, 52 is the HP, right? So I'm taking off of that.
Correct.
Okay. Right. All right. So I'm going to hit her again.
All right.
Do the same thing. One hit her. So I'm actually, because I'm using my packed weapon, I can hit her twice as well.
Exactly.
So I want to do, I want stomach face. Oh my God. 4.
She rolls out of the way of that 5. One. She's.
Okay. 14.
That's going to hit.
So I hit her in the face.
So roll a die 4 and add your strength to it. I'm sorry, add your pack magic to it, so +2.
+2 pack magic, so I'm not unarmed.
You're technically not because you've created 2 weapons. You've created 2 bludgeoning weapons. So +2, then plus your strength, so add +3 to this roll.
6.
Yeah, you crack her hard. She's not happy. Not happy at all. So she kind of like backs up. She's got a little trail of blood down from her mouth, and she points a gauntlet at you, and it crackles with energy. You gonna do anything?
I want to do something. Is it my turn to do something?
No, it's not. But I'm giving you the chance to take a defensive action before she launches this, because she's taking her time. She's being casual.
She's prepping.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to show off that she's got.
I can
the
do something defensive.
Strength.
So I've got. Wait, I have a fighting style. Can I adopt a fighting style like during the fight or after the fight? How does that work?
If he has access to all of them,
I literally
he can freely
access to every
switch
yes.
between all fighting styles.
Yeah, then you can just switch to one as she's pointing this at you.
So when a creature you can see targets an attack other a target other than you that is within 5 feet of you, can use reaction. But never mind.
That's not. Yeah, it's not going to help you. Join me.
There needs to be way more people.
Kneel before me.
You should have like maneuvers you could probably use. Does he get maneuvers?
What do you mean to maneuver?
He took a couple of them, didn't he? Did you take like trip or disarm or anything like that?
I don't think he's fully like done his yet.
Gotcha. Because
it like makes you like a fighter or whatever.
There's a bunch of cool maneuvers.
Yeah, there are. Because there's like.
I mean, I'm definitely not a fighter.
No, but you get some because you're the god of war.
Oh. Oh wait, is that like the? That's not the, like the crossbow mastery or the blade masteries.
It's I think
there might be different things. I don't know how it works exactly.
No, these are different things. So like in other words, so you get commander strike. You get some of these: commander strike, disarming attack, distracting strike, evasive footwork, fencing attack, goading attack, lunging attack, maneuvering attack, menacing attack, parry, precision attack, pushing attack, rally, repose, sweeping attack, or trip attack. And basically, you can take 3 of these as your commander's options, and then once per long rest, you can roll a die 6 in addition to your d20 and pick one of these maneuvers.
Oh.
Yeah. So you could like try and disarm someone or distract them or trip them or scare them. Push them.
So how close is she?
She is like right. She's like 5 feet in front.
Is there just like a void one? Like, can I just dodge?
You can just go into full defense mode, and it'd be harder for her to hit you.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna do that. And I'll like some of my armor.
Oh yeah, totally. And so then, it kind of crackles around you.
Yeah.
She fires this bolt of like crackling energy out from her gauntlet. You manage to stumble out of the way as it rips into a wall behind you and blows out the back of it. Like, it did a huge amount of damage.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have some fun. This is good. Okay. So it's my turn to go.
Yep.
Okay. I shoot her with a crossbow.
Excellent. All right. Roll to hit.
That is 6.
Okay. That's gonna miss. You can fire one. Again though, because it's your packed weapon.
Fire again.
Yep.
I was doing it. My rolls were so good before. Give me a 20. Come on. 12.
Oh, unfortunately, no. So,
God damn it.
She fires this bolt of energy at you. You fire 2 back, and she just kind of rolls out of the way and gets like alongside of this building. And she fires back and misses. So, again, this huge burst of crackling energy that misses you and blows a hole through the building next to you. If she connects with one of these, you think it's going to hurt a lot.
Okay. So, I am. How far am I from her?
You're about 10 feet now.
Okay, so I'm going to run at her. While I do that, summon a warhammer.
Sure.
A large hammer.
Yeah, a maul.
Large weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, a maul. And so we're talking an alley. How big? Like this wide?
Like 10 feet? It's about like 10 this feet across. Wide across and about like 60 feet long.
Right, so I run to her. So she's in the middle of the alley. I'm going to run to her left until I have enough room and swing around in the arc to my right.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I have large weapon mastery.
Yes.
I'm not sure what that means.
So large weapon. So again, it's
I had it pulled up.
It's great weapon mastery, right?
It's great weapon mastery, yeah.
On your turn, when you score a critical hit with a melee weapon and reduce a creature to 0 hit points, with 1 you can attack the creature next to it, like as a bonus action, like it'll carry through.
It's like
or
cleave.
Right. Before you make a melee attack with a heavy weapon that you are proficient with, you can choose to take a -5 penalty to the attack roll. If the attack hits, you add +10 damage.
A -5 penalty, so like for the for
minus
hit?
5 to hit plus 10 damage.
AC,
yeah.
You're basically, yeah, it's like my drawback down. Thing.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You are swinging with all your might, so you're not as accurate.
I don't think so. I haven't been great with the accuracy, so I'll
fair enough.
Stick the way it is. 16 plus 1, 17.
That is definitely going to hit. Roll me a die 10 and add 5.
Smash your head across the building like a watermelon.
Oh my God.
That's wow.
That's pretty intense. Do I have a die 10? This is die 10, right?
It's like a show at Gallagher.
Yeah. Roll die 10 plus 5 is 12.
12. Okay, so you just slam into the side of her. You charge in to
Why are we doing plus 5? I'm sorry.
Oh, because it's a magical weapon and then plus your strength.
Plus 2.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It'd be plus 3. You're right. So plus 3 because it's your strength plus the magical weapon.
Okay, so I'm doing 10 damage.
10 damage. So you close the gap before she can fire again and just slam into the side of her, knocking the air out of her as you pin her against the building. She looks up at you and glares and goes to punch.
I'd like to hit her again, please.
Oh, that's right, because you got 2. Go right ahead.
5.
Oh, so you pull back and you're going to strike her again and she moves and you bury your mallet into the side of the building. Oh, she rolls a natural 20. So she hits you hard. 11 points of damage as she comes up underneath your chin and just rocks you. Is a 16 going to hit you?
Yeah.
And she hits you one more time for 4 as she buries one of her fists into your ribs.
So I'm assuming I still have my lions on me. I guess I didn't specify that.
Yeah. Yeah, you
so
still
I call
have them
my,
on
I call my lions out.
All right. So you take a step back and throw your lions out.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lose this person.
All right. The first one, Yanya goes to bite and misses. They both go to bite, but she moves out of the way. And like one kind of gets the metal gauntlet, but slides off it. But you're all around her now.
Okay, I'm going to hit her with my packed weapon with the big hammer.
Now he gets advantage because he's flanking with
totally.
His... So you roll totally again and take the advantage. Higher number.
Yep.
So, okay, that was a 15. That's a 12. So 16
total. That's going to hit.
Okay. So D10 you said?
D10 plus 3.
10.
Cracked her one more time and she kind of wobbles. Go ahead and roll again.
11.
17.
18.
That's going to hit.
That's 5 damage.
Okay, so you just crack her and then one more time slam the top of it, like kind of into her face, and she slumps a little bit, and the lions kind of both have either arm and they're kind of holding her up, and you got kind of the mallet up to her throat as she's leaning out of consciousness. And then you hear someone shout, "Stop!" And you look back, and a woman leaps off the roof 20 feet down and lands, throws her cloak back, and it's Queen Cyrena staring you right in the eye. She's got a sword out, and she's advancing on you. Try that with someone your own size. Let's hold right there.
Shit.
Thank you for joining us for episode 86, A Challenge Met. For behind-the-scenes video, original artwork, maps of the God's Fall world, and early access to future episodes, head over to patreon.com/Vardian and help make sure we can keep recording and producing God's Fall. We'll see you next time in the world of the Five Kingdoms. This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.